If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Are you thinking about transitioning from clinical medicine into a leadership role? Are you unclear about what the path forward looks like? As you embark on this journey of leadership, remember that the only true limitation is the one you set for yourself. I invite you to take our leadership assessment. This scorecard will provide you with a snapshot of your readiness along the leadership journey. So to grab your scorecard, go over to www.womenphysicianslead.com. That's www.womenphysicianslead.com. Hey there, leading ladies. Welcome to the Women Physicians Lead podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa Herbert, a two-time best-selling author, speaker, family physician, and executive leadership coach with over 20 years experience of providing primary care and serving as a healthcare leader. If you are a woman physician ready to make a change in your career and have a seat at the leadership table, then you are in the right place. I'm excited to provide you with the crucial skills you need to be a successful leader and strategies to deal with workplace challenges. So put on your headphones and listen as we explore the new world of building women physician leaders. Well, I'm excited to be back for another season of the Women Physicians Lead podcast. This is season number 5, and I can't believe it. We have had an amazing 4 seasons on Women Physicians Lead. We started with laying the foundation to leadership. Next was turning pain into purpose, where we interviewed some amazing women physician leaders and talked about how they were able to turn pain into purpose. Then we had 2 wonderful episodes where we elevated the stories and the brand of National Medical Fellowships as they celebrated their 75th anniversary. And we also highlighted On the Road to the Gambia, a collaborative of physicians who highlighted global equity and education in the Gambia. So when I think about this year and think about, you know, the things that I've had to deal with as well as I'm sure what you've had to deal with, if I look at one word that could describe it all, it would be the word transition. So we are always in transition. And there's a quote that says, "We are always in transition. If you can just relax with that, you'll have no problem." So my one word actually for this year, as you know, some people when they enter the new year, instead of, you know, adopting a resolution, they will adopt a word for the year, the word in which they will live by. So my word for the year happens to be transition. So when we think about transition, what does that actually really look like, or what does it mean? So transition is, by definition, it implies change, it implies movement, and the passage from one state to another. And in our lives, we certainly experience transition in various aspects, in our personal and emotional lives, in our professional and educational life, physical and health transitions we go through, as well as some lifestyle transitions. So I wanted to make sure that I covered transition because it definitely applies to leadership as well for those people who are transitioning right into leadership or into a leadership role. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Dr. Lisa. I'm a board-certified family physician, best-selling author, speaker, and executive leadership coach. And I help physicians transition into leadership roles. They can be the respected voices in healthcare. As the founder and CEO of Just the Right Balance, I help physicians make the leap from clinical medicine to a purpose-driven career in a leadership role. Using my signature solution, PeakMD, I help physicians eliminate confusion and provide them with a step-by-step approach to transition from patient care into their first, next, and best leadership role and still have a meaningful career in the healthcare industry. So again, in this episode today, we're talking about transition. So navigating life's transitions is not always easy, but it's a necessary part of our growth and development. So by embracing flexibility, by building resistance, and being open to new experiences, we can not only survive, but we can also thrive through change. So transition, you know, often brings also a series of or a mixture of emotions. There's excitement a lot of times for the new opportunities that may be presenting itself. There's fear of the unknown. And sometimes there's even sadness, right, for what we have to leave behind. These experiences, they test our resilience, but they also provide opportunities for us to strengthen it. And it also allows us to be able to bounce back from setbacks and from challenges. So for me, by embracing the word transition, I can continue to build upon and teach the strategies I use to cope with the emotional and mental shifts of transitioning from clinical medicine to leadership, but also how to embrace the openness and as to what transitions can bring to our lives and also to the lives of my clients as well. Oftentimes, when we are in the midst of transition, I know this happened for me as well, we can get stuck. We all can make a choice, though, to either remain in that place or to go after what we love, to open up our hearts and minds to the many beautiful, wonderful possibilities, and to accept that whatever happens, even in the pain, even in the struggle, that we can gain something positive from that experience. So again, navigating life's transitions is not always easy, but it is a necessary part of growth and development. So as you're thinking about your own transition, and if it happens to be, you know, that you're thinking about a career transition at this point, and you're thinking about moving from clinical medicine, from the day-to-day of practice, to now moving into a leadership role where you can have more of an impact, where you can sort of be part of the change, where you can deliver and bring your own ideas, where you can touch a larger, you know, scope and a larger group of people, then I want you to actually think about a couple of questions or take a couple of questions, you know, as your homework as we kind of move forward in this upcoming day and upcoming week. So think about what transitioning are you experiencing right now? What are some things that you might be going through that are challenging, that's sort of a shift for you, that's moving you from one place to another? What transition are you experiencing right now? And also think about this. What is this period of transition teaching you? Or what is it that you need to learn while you're in this period of transition? Because being in transition is also an opportunity, again, for us to learn new things, right? To be open to possibility. The next thing is to think about the steps that you need to take, right? Because we, at the end of the day, we have to take action and we have to move forward. So what are the steps that you need to take in order to move yourself through this transition? And then the last question to ask yourself is, to be successful, who will you need to become or who will you need to transition into, right? Because when we're transitioning, there are some things that we need to do differently. There are some things that we need to change, behaviors, habits, skill sets, so on. So to be successful, who will you have to become and what will you have to transition into? So I'm going to just go over those four items again, because I want to make sure that you are able to write them down and then reflect on them later so that you can provide yourself with the answers to those questions. And the first one again is, what transition am I experiencing, right? The second is, what is this period of transition teaching me, or what do I need to learn in this period? The third question, What are the steps that I need to take to move through this transition? And then the fourth is, to be successful, who will I have to become, or what will I have to transition, or who will I have to transition into? So those are the four reflective questions that I would like for you to think about and then to sort of just journal down your answers to. So as we think about, again, this period of transition, we talked about it sometimes being challenging. We talked about also being able to move through it, just relaxing, sort of just letting it unfold, but also having a plan. Also to recognize that it is, again, a necessary part of growth and development. So recognize where you are right now. Recognize the emotions that may be coming up for you. Recognize, again, what those steps are that you need to take to move forward. And then also start to think about, who will you need on your team? Who will be your support person? Who will be part of your support team? Who will be there to give you feedback, to help you uncover blind spots? We have to sometimes, in the midst of transition, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And sometimes it's uncomfortable when we have to have people to sort of give us feedback, right? But these transitions are really meant to stretch us and to help us to grow. So think about who you need to have on your support team. Is it a mentor? Is it a sponsor? Is it a friend? Is it a colleague? Is it a coach? Who do you need to have on your support team? Who needs to really be there for you as you're moving through this transition? So I hope this episode was helpful for you. This is sort of just laying the foundation for season 5 as we are talking about this transition period. So it's the beginning, right? Leadership, we go through stages. It's the beginning phase where we just sort of contemplating about it, sort of getting ready. Then there is the middle stage where we may find that role, but we're not really sure how to transition into the role. And then there's that last stage where we're in the role, we've been in the role for maybe, you know, 1 to 3 years, but there's still some growth and development that needs to happen even at that stage. Even if you're 5 to 10 years into a leadership role, there are still things that we can all learn, right? And we can all improve upon. So we're starting out with this first stage, which is the stage of just kind of exploration, right? So we have to think about, how do we develop a leadership mindset? How do we learn how to adapt to change? How do we learn how to navigate the corporate culture? All of these things we're going to be uncovering in season 5. And we're also going to be talking with some exceptional leaders who have actually gone through this transition and have paved the way, hopefully, for some of us coming behind to follow in their footsteps. So follow us on Women Physicians Lead podcast, share the podcast with other people. Also, we invite you to follow us on social media as well. Women Physicians Lead is on Instagram as well as Facebook. And you can follow me as well at Dr. Lisa Herbert on all social media. So again, this is Dr. Lisa Herbert with the Women Physicians Lead podcast. And just a reminder again, if you did not get that scorecard, go to www.womenphysicianslead.scorecard.com. That's womenphysicianslead.scorecard.com. Take care. Thank you for listening today and for allowing me to be a part of your career journey. It's time for physicians to rise up, step out, and stand out, and take back our place in healthcare to be the respected voice and leaders in our community. Are you ready to take on that charge? Is leadership your calling? Are you ready to change the status quo? Are you ready to shift your talents to leading teams and driving change? If this is you, then I invite you to download the Leadership Assessment Scorecard to see what skills you need to develop to transition from clinical medicine to get your next best leadership role. So grab your Leadership Assessment Scorecard at www.womenphysicianslead.com. womenphysicianslead.com. That's womenphysicianslead.com. Take care.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Better with Dr. Erica, hosted by Dr. Erica, provides support and guidance in navigating stress-related challenges to transform your relationship to self-care. Each episode arms you with the tools needed to be better, do better, and live better. There was an incredible episode that you should check out called Touch and Connections as Tools for Healing and Better Mental Health. In this episode, her guest breaks down ways to use physical touch as a form of healing for trauma and grief. Check out Better with Dr. Erica on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.